Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 273 for Thursday, February 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Thursday morning, taking back some of yesterday's declines as a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar provided support. Canola is up $1 to $2 in early activity, the March contract up $1.80 at $471.70 per ton. The Canadian currency is trading back below 80 U.S. cents this morning, and that makes exports more attractive and is also supportive for domestic crush margins. Advances in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures helped underpin canola as well, although soy oil is down in early activity, and that did temper the upside potential. Increased farmer selling brought on by the recent strength of the market also served to keep a lid on the advances. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded after seeing some price revisions after yesterday's close. In the U.S., soybeans are up, but corn and wheat were both narrowly mixed to start the day. Soybeans are 3 to 5 cents higher, the March contract up 4 cents at $10 per bushel. The USDA is holding its annual Outlook Forum this week, and the agency is predicting U.S. farmers will seed slightly fewer acres to soybeans this spring than last year. The USDA is forecasting soybean seedings at 83.5 million acres. That would be down only 200,000 acres from last year's crop, but well off some trade estimates that had been calling for at least 85 million acres of soybeans. Corn acres are also forecast to be down slightly on the year, with the USDA forecasting 89 million seeded corn acres, down from 90.6 million last year. However, corn futures are still under pressure as many industry participants had anticipated an even larger reduction in corn acres. March corn is up only half a cent at 384 and a quarter per bushel. Wheat, it's mixed, trading within a couple cents of unchanged. The March contract in Chicago up three quarters of a cent at 528 and a half per bushel. U.S. wheat does remain expensive in the global market, as Egypt announced it was canceling a tender to buy U.S. wheat due to the high prices. But on the other side, some cold temperatures across the U.S. winter wheat growing regions were supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.